Hi, you're listening to WALH in Wilmington, Ohio. My name's Scott Miller. I'm the pastor at the Wilmington United Methodist Church. You are listening to Music with a Message.
I've always wondered why people rode roller coasters. Why the feeling of throwing up brought about some type of excitement that they didn't receive on a regular day. When did feeling sick become equivalent to thrill? When did nausea become the new exhale? I've always wondered why people rode roller coasters. And I remember when I did.
It's the butterflies and the fireflies biting in my stomach.
I had been out of town on vacation for a couple weeks in October. On October 21st, we got an early morning phone call that our first granddaughter was born. She was premature by about a month. A few hours later, we had time to go eat breakfast, take a breath. Then I received a second phone call that my friend Stephen Haynes had passed away. I'm still pretty new as the pastor at the Wilmington United Methodist Church. In a short amount of time I have been here, Stephen had quickly become a dear friend. We worked together designing worship and coming up with new ideas for moving our church forward. One morning at breakfast, Stephen began telling me about this new band he heard on NPR called Tank and the Bangas. He was telling me about this song they sang called Roller Coaster, how the lyrics and the emotion of the song had caught him. Stephen even emailed me the link for the concert, wanting me to listen to this song. It's the butterflies and the fireflies fighting in my stomach. The light between their wings, scared to fly. I might come down. Think I'm ready now, getting back in line. What Stephen didn't know was that at a previous church I had served, we had a worship service called a ride. This service was focused on youth and young adults. In a service, the worship team always took risks to develop worship in new and unique ways. Our logo was a roller coaster. This song that Stephen introduced me to gives me some reference to one of my favorite verses out of Proverbs 3, verse 5. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. Stephen taught me a lot in a short amount of time about taking chances, being willing to take risks in ministry. I was blessed with his stories about how he had taken many risks musically to create new ministry opportunities. I especially loved hearing how he was the first person at this church to bring a guitar and drums into the sanctuary and how many looks and comments he received. It's the feeling of your nerves sitting on. It's the front edge of their seats. Front row, eyes open. Tears coming down from the thrill of sight. Moving as fast as light, laughing for no reason, screaming for everything you shouldn't have said in that fight. Roller coasters. It's like meeting God with a kite in your left hand. String still twisted around your forefinger. Right hand still gripping the safety rail. There is this moment where you feel like you're in an ocean of your butterflies. This is the moment where you get set free and you let your arms fly. I will continue to miss Stephen, not just for his music, but for all the wonderful conversations on so many topics that we have had in the past. Yet, our conversations always came back to our faith. I hope you take opportunities to embrace the hills, the turns, the curves that the roller coaster of life brings. I know I will always remember Stephen anytime I see a roller coaster from now on. I cannot wait to put my granddaughter, Aubrey June, on her first roller coaster and hear her excitement and screams as she rolls down her first hill. If you're looking for a church home, you can join us for worship every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. on Facebook Live. You can find us at the Wilmington United Methodist Church. Have a great week.
I've always wondered why people rode roller coasters. why the feeling of throwing up brought about some type of excitement that they didn't receive on a regular day. When did feeling sick become equivalent to thrill? When did nausea become the new exhale? I've always wondered why people rode roller coasters. And I remember. I remember when I did.
It's the butterflies and the fireflies biting in my stomach.
Jerks your neck, the way body has to reflex, the way stomach reacts, it's the thrill concept. It's the twist in the curve, it's the up in the swerve. It's the feeling of your nerves sitting on the front edge of their seats, front row, eyes open, tears coming from the thrill of sight, moving as fast as light, laughing for no reason, screaming for everything you shouldn't have said in that fight. Roller coasters. It's like meeting God with a kite in your left hand, string still twisted around your forefinger, right hand still gripping the safety rail. There is this moment when you feel like you're in an ocean of your butterflies. This is the moment when you get free and you let your arms fly.
It's the fireflies and the butterflies.
Then you let go and you let your fingers fly. Hey, you're flying now. How does it feel to beat the wind? You're at the zenith. There are nothing but tears, freedom, and fear in your right hand now. Time to throw it in the sky now. Time to drown in your own thrill. Riding a roller coaster is like losing your breath and finding it in your will. You're jumping on the back of your fears and you're taking them for a ride. You're seeing yourself when you were 5. It is surreal. It's the things that you grab and hold on to for a while. You're getting ready for the drop. Hey, you're too busy riding your fears to remember you're afraid of heights.
It's the butterflies and the fireflies fighting in my stomach.
So exciting to be so scared. Like feeling your heart roam through your body only to find its place in your hands. But you can't wait to get back in line. You gotta get on one more time. Can't wait to tell your friends about the drop and how it looks from the very top. You see, roller coasters are for people that have never been in love. They want to know how it feels to just fall.
Think I'm ready now, getting back in love.